It's been about a calendar month now since the season ended. What have you guys been doing here at Dove Valley now during a part of the season that's kind of a mystery for folks who may not be inside the building and know what's going on?
Yeah, I think this is a really important time of the year for us. We go back through as a staff and as an organization and really take a strong look at our players, and evaluate each player on our roster and take a look at, you know, what the future might hold for them and what we feel about the players' strengths and weaknesses and how they fit into our system. And now we've really started on to evaluating ourselves, what we did offensively, what we did defensively, what we did in the kicking game, how we set up the calendar year. That's always a discussion that's better to have now when it's fresh on your mind and you can make some of those changes that will be beneficial for you in the future. So, for the next so many months, this is an evaluation period, and then it will start to transcend into, preparation for the draft and then OTAs, obviously, to follow. But right now it's about evaluating us and looking at our football team, our players, and every aspect of it.
Looking at perhaps making some changes, but maybe something that'll stay the same heading into the offseason program and next year. We heard so much about playing smart, physical football, playing football together, playing sound, situational football.
Yep.
Is that something that you're going to want the organization, the players, to just keep in mind as they prepare for next season?
I think now going into their second year, they know that's what we're going to ask of them. And I think if you talk to any of our players, they would be able to describe for you what that means to them. And that's really the important thing. This isn't a thing where we're going to have to teach them what our philosophy is this year. That's what we spent most of last year doing, and I think that they all understand it now. I think they really enjoy the way that we try to prepare and play. And, this year, tough, smart, physical, situational football, it's still the same way we want to try to play because we think it's a great formula to win. And that's why we need our players to be tough, smart, and physical. And if you get that combination going, it has proven to be a really good formula.
When that philosophy gets wired in, does that make going into the offseason program a little bit, guys can focus on what you're asking of them at this point?
Yeah, I think the fact that they're not going to be learning a whole lot of new things in terms of the overall system, I think that's going to allow our players to do everything better this year. It's going to be less thinking, less studying, and more playing, more reacting, and more being spontaneous with one another on the field. And when you get past that learning phase, I think it's really important, for your players, because now all of a sudden they can just basically grow in the system and take it where they want it to go. And that's where we're at this year. I think that's what we're all looking forward to this spring.
There have been some changes made already here since the end of the season. Three new coaches in the building. Can you talk about how the decisions were made to bring those guys in, and how are they going to help the Broncos?
Well, Bob Ligacheski will coach the tight ends, and he's a guy that I'm familiar with. I've known for quite a number of years here. He's been in college football. He's been in the pro level. He was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been in an organization that won a Super Bowl. I think that's all important to us. He's got great energy. And he's a guy that's going to come in and he's going to really take our tight ends and really try to move them to the next level. And that's a great thing because Clancy Barone did such a great job with him last year. And obviously Clancy's going to move up and on this year too. So, that was a great addition for our staff. We're looking forward to Bob doing a great job with our tight ends. Eric Studisville came from Buffalo, who's been in the National Football League for a long time. It's an exciting addition for us. He's going to bring a little bit of a different flavor. Bobby Turner's done a great job here with the running backs. Eric's a guy who's a younger guy, has a lot of energy and enthusiasm. I think he's done a great job with the backs he's coached in this league, and we're really looking forward to his addition to our staff. And then Bob Wiley will assist Clancy with the offensive line, and Bob's been everywhere. Cincinnati, New York, Chicago, CFL. He's done a lot of things. He knows a great deal about the game of football and has coached the offensive line for a long time. So we're looking forward to adding his expertise and then coupling that with Clancy to make the offensive line the most productive that we can make it.
You bring in guys who have been a lot of places. You bring in guys who maybe bring a new flavor to the running game. Familiar faces in the building who now have additional roles. Your brother, Clancy Barone, you touched on that. And, of course, Wayne. Coach Martindale getting promoted to defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Clancy. Clancy and I really had a good working relationship last year when we worked with the tight ends, and I feel very comfortable with Clancy's ability to make this transition. He's coached offensive line most of his career and did a great job with our tight ends last year. I'm looking forward to him taking our offensive line and making some changes with it. You know, our system's going to change a little bit, and Clancy's ready to take on that role. We're looking forward to him having that responsibility. Ben has done a great job for us as our offensive quality control coach. Mike McCoy is going to be, you know, more of a hands-on coordinator, and Ben's going to be solely responsible to take care of the quarterback position and do all the things that that requires. And there'll be some input in that room from myself and Mike, but he does a great job. He's intense, you know, and he's a guy that's going to bring a little bit of an energy to that room as well. So we're excited about that change. And then Wink is a guy that I think everybody in our building trusts, respects. He's a great communicator, a great teacher. Our defense was impacted by his presence significantly last year, and we're going to get better. And we're going to be aggressive, more aggressive than we were last year. And Wink's going to do a great job with that group. And I think everybody on our defense expects it to just take off.
You mentioned trust. That's exactly what Brian Dawkins said last week down at the Pro Bowl. He said, as a defense, we trust Wink.
Yep.
I mean, that's got to be a big part of making that selection when you have a guy the defense already knows,
yep,
trusts, and respects.
Yep, and I think that's how I feel about Wink. I think that's how everybody in our building feels about him. He believes in what we're doing. He believes in our philosophy. He's a team guy, and he wants to help as many players as he can. And even though he was a linebackers coach last year, he impacted Brian Dawkins. He impacted other players on our defense and some other players on our team. And that's a sign of a guy that is unselfish, is a good communicator, and doesn't mind who he's impacting. He just wants to have a positive influence on his players. So I think that that trust factor is going to carry him a long way. Obviously, he's starting, you know, with this defense who understands the system that we're in. He's going to try to make it that much better.
There's still some football to be played this season. Coming up this Sunday, of course, the Super Bowl. Wondering, as a fan and a head coach, can you make a distinction between the two when you look at the matchup between the Colts and Saints?
I think it's the two teams that deserve to be playing. There's no question about it. And if you've earned this right to play in the Super Bowl, you've done a lot of good things this year, and both teams have. Two fabulous quarterbacks, which, you know, I think everybody in the country and the world is excited to see this matchup between these two players, Manning and Breeze, and I think that'll be an exciting part for the fans. As a coach, I'm interested to see how the Saints handle the Indianapolis defense. It's a unit that doesn't get talked about enough. One of the most, I would say, underrated defenses in all of football, because it's fast, it's physical, they make a lot of negative plays, and they don't give up many big plays. And I know New Orleans lives off of some of those type of plays, and it'll be interesting to see if Sean Payton can create some of those. At the same time, you know, block Dwight Freeney, block Robert Mathis, and handle some of the problems that the Colts defense presents. I would expect it to be high scoring, but I think the big thing is, can the Saints score enough to beat Peyton Manning and the Colts?